Okay? Okay, we're on the bottom of Tzadik Aleph and Beis. We're right smack in the middle of Machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, whether a basket that has food in it, whether a basket that has food in it, a fruit, and some of the fruit is sticking out into Rosh Hashanah HaRabim, but the basket is not in Rosh Hashanah HaRabim yet, but since the basket's so large and the fruit is so small, it's sticking out. So one says that's a problem, and one says that's not a problem. Chizkiah says that you would be chayav if you had mustard seeds sticking out over there, because he holds eged kli lo shmei eged. Just because it's contained in a kli, it doesn't make a difference. And if the actual complete kernel, the complete seed, is in Rosh Hashanah HaRabim, then you're going to be chayav for carrying. And Rabbi Yochanan holds eged kli lo shmei eged. Therefore, the only way you're going to be chayav for carrying is if the entire kli is out in Rosh Hashanah HaRabim. So, on that, we're 4 lines from the bottom. 5 lines from the bottom. Masiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. Rav Bibi Bar Abaya asked a question on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos, Hagonev Kis B'Shabbos. If somebody steals someone's wallet on Shabbos, he steals the purse on Shabbos. Chayev. You're chayev for stealing the purse. You're chayev to pay the money back. Chayev here means chayev b'tashlumin. Even though you're going to be chayev skila for carrying, because you carried it out, and we have a rule, kam leibid rabba minei, if you ever do one action which requires you a mitha and a money payment, the money payment is forgotten. We don't make you make the money payment because we're going to give you the mitha. It says in the pasuk kedei rishaso, mishum risha ata achas ata mechayev, if yeta mechayev mishum shtei rishuyos, you only get one punishment for one action, not two punishments. But over here, chayev. Why? Shekvar neschayev begneva kodim shiyavo de iser Shabbos. You are chayev in Geneva before you're chayev in iser Shabbos. What does that mean? That means the moment you pick up the purse and say, I'm stealing it, the moment you pick up the purse, you're kodim it at that moment. You're not chayev for carrying until you go outside. So it didn't happen at the same minute. I was chayev for stealing before I was chayev for carrying. The only time you're not going to be chayev for the money is if it happens at the exact same moment. Over here it doesn't. I pick it up, I'm chayev. So I'm chayev for the money. I'm chayev for stealing. I've got to return the money before I'm chayev for Shabbos. So they don't come together. Therefore, there's no kumlein with the rabbi. You're going to have to get both. You're going to have to pay the money and you're going to get skila. Well, yeah. Hoymagarer v'yote. But let's say somebody doesn't pick up the purse. He's dragging it. He's dragging it on the floor. So he doesn't make a kinyan yet. He has not been caught on the purse yet. Hoymagarer v'yote. Then, and he goes outside still dragging, then potter. Then he's going to be potter on the money. Why? Shahare iser geneva v'iser Shabbos bo'en ke'echad. Because the iser geneva and the iser Shabbos come at one time. Why do they come at one time? Because they come at the moment you leave the house. Then you are kona it by getting it into the street. Rashi asks, but the Gemara asks in Ksuvos, you can't be kona something in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anyway. So how are you getting it? How are you kona it? So Rashi answers either it's Sidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, gives other answers. Now, that's the halacha. Now the Gemara asks, V'isol kadaitach, eged kli shmei eged, but if you're going to tell me that Eged Kli is Shmei Eged, so the only way you're ever going to carry out all these coins into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is if you carry out the entire purse, right? Kadim Lai Isser Geneva Lai Isser Shabbos. Then the Isser Geneva comes before Shabbos. Why? Because if I have the purse halfway into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? I didn't do the Aver of carrying yet, right? But the opening of the purse is now in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So I can open the zipper and take the coins out. So I've already been kona the money before I've been doing the Aveir of Shabbos. Right? Because the purse is halfway out. I just have to zip it open and I can take the money out. Since I have the ability to take the money out, I own it already. So I've already done the Aveir of stealing. Shabbos? I didn't do Shabbos yet. The purse is still halfway in. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Ida afke derech piv hachanami. Yeah, you're right. If you would take the money out open with the zipper, with the opening of the purse facing into the Rishus HaRabim, then you'd be right. Because then what? Then you have acquired the money before you violated Shabbos. That's true. But Hakol Mayaskidim, what are we talking about in this case? Midafke Derech Shulav. He took it out backwards. He took it out backwards. The opening of the purse was the last thing that went out. So as the purse is leaving the Rishus HaYachid, going into the Rishus HaRabim, you can't get to that money. You can't get to the money, because the opening of the purse is still in the Rishus HaYachid. So at the moment that everything becomes yours, everything happened at one time. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, V'ikam makom chelma, but what about the seam? What do you mean? Well, even if the opening of the purse is not in Rishus HaRabim together with you, but you still have a seam there, just slit it open. Rashi, the Iboy Mafkale, slit it open. Not to open only with a zipper, slit it open. The point is, you can get to the money before you're going to be Chayav on Shabbos. Right? Because slit it open. If you slit it open, you're going to be able to get to the money. Since you're able to get to it, it's as if it's yours, you acquired it. So you've acquired the money before you've done any Aveira on Shabbos. So the Gemara...
The purse itself is not...
What?
The purse itself is not... Why are we...
No, because we're saying that Eged Kli Shmei Eged. The only time you chayav for carrying is when you carry out the complete thing. No different than the basket. We said if the basket's half in and half out, according to it, you didn't do anything. The seeds that are fully in Rishus HaRabim, we said we don't care. Right? We said we don't care because you have to do the whole kli to the one item. So there's money, there's coins that are still now in Rishus HaRabim, we don't care. You have to have the entire kli, complete transfer to the property. But for stealing, you don't need that. Because as long as you have a little bit in Rishus HaRabim, slit it open, take the money out. So the aveira of stealing does not come at the same time as the aveira of carrying. So and the Gemara said it does. So the Gemara answers, the Iboy Maskele V'Shakil. So the Gemara answers, Benaska. We're not talking about coins. We're talking about bars of silver. So if there's bars of silver, it's no different than the case we had yesterday of the cucumbers. It's a long piece of silver. And the whole piece of silver does not, so you don't have a situation where some of the silver is in Rishus HaRabim and some is in Rishus HaYachid. You have to wait for the whole thing to go into Rishus HaRabim. So again, even if you're going to have a slit, even if you're going to slit it open, what are you doing? You're going to pull, but the bar is still half in Rishus HaYachid. So you're not going to be chayav for carrying that bar until it's completely in Rishus HaRabim. You will not be over on stealing until it's completely in Rishus HaRabim. So Sfasemis points out that sometimes, he says, it's not a hard and fast rule, but most of the time, generally, that whenever it says Ella, to suggest an answer, it'll always give the name of somebody. Ella said so-and-so, this must be the answer. And it doesn't say Ella, we didn't say the word Ella here, but there's no person here. It just says Benaska. Really, it's Ella Benaska. Must be talking about a case where it's bars. So that's just a general rule for Shas. Whenever it says Ella, it usually introduces a person who said it. And if it doesn't say the person, then it leaves out the word Ella. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. But even if you're telling me it's true, that's the silver bars. So the bars don't go into Rishus HaRabim at the same, they go in all at once. So therefore, it is a situation where they both have it at the same time. V'kivon de'ika shnatzin, but you have the drawstring. Some kind of strap, Rashi says, and the strap would not necessarily go into the Rishus HaRabim at the same time. That didn't have to go to the Rishus HaRabim at the same time. The mapik le ad pume, so you can bring the whole purse into the Rishus HaRabim. Vishari vishakil, take out whatever you want. Vishnatzin agide migavoy, and the shnatzin are still going to be in Rishus HaYachid. So again, all we're saying is, I'm telling you a case where even if it's bars, you can get the entire body of the purse into the Rishus HaRabim, take out whatever you want, but you still have the strap that's still straggling into the Rishus HaYachid. So you have not taken out the whole kli at one time. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Deleka Shnatzin. No, this case, we're talking about a case where there are no straps. Or V'Ibay Tema. Or to Islay, there are Umacharchi Alayhu. And it's wrapped around the entire purse itself. So either way, I have found you a case. So the Gemara of Kamlei Medrabim, they make sense. If you carry out something, even if you hold Eged Kli Shmei Eged, I have found you a case where you can be Chayef for Shabbos and Chayef for Stealing at the exact same moment. V'chein Amar Rava, Rava said the same thing. Lo Shana Ela Bakupa Malaya Kishun V'Deluin. The only time you're not going to be chayef at the same, you're not going to be chayef for carrying in the situation where you have a basket half in and half out is if it's long vegetables like cucumbers and melons, long vegetables that are not in Rishus Harabim. Even if the basket's halfway in between, some of it's sticking out into Rishus Harabim, some of it's not. But Ava Malei Chardal, but if it's full of mustard seeds, chayef, you would be chayef just like Chitzki said yesterday, because some of them are completely into the other Rishus. Amma, so he holds, obviously he holds, Amma Kasavar, Eged Kli, Lo Shmei Eged. That the Kli itself is not bound, that the things inside are not bound by the Kli. And if the seeds are into Rosh Hashanah, they're going to be Chayev for carrying. Abaye Amma, Abaye says, no, Afilu Malei Chardel Potter. Even if it's full of mustard, you're still going to be Potter. Why? Amma Kasavar, Eged Kli, Lo Shmei Eged. There is no Kli without, there is no individuality to these seeds without the Kli. So even though half of these seeds are Rosh Hashanah, It doesn't make a difference because they're bound by the kli. Then, kama baya bishitase derava, kama rava bishitase d'abaya. Then Abaya and Rava switched sides. They switched sides. Each one held at the sheet of the other one. Who? Abaya said, "Alma kasavur eged kli shmei eged kli shmei eged." Right. Then kama baya bishitase derava, kama rava bishitase d'abaya. V'rami d'abaya ad abaya, v'rami derava ad derava. And now the questions are asked on both of them. Tosa says after they changed their minds. Is it Itmar? Because we learned elsewhere. Hamotzi Peiros L'Rosh Hashanah. If somebody's standing in his house and he sticks out Peiros into Rosh Hashanah in his hand, Abai Amar Biyad Chayev. In his hand, he's Chayev. What do you see from here? We don't say Eged Kli Shmei Eged, which is similar to saying Eged Guf Shmei Eged. I'm standing inside and I'm sticking out my hand outside. We don't say, well, since most of your body is inside, Then you're not chayef for carrying it out. We don't say that. Abaye says you're chayef. But the kli potter. But a kli would be potter. Why would you be potter in a kli? Tabashi says, because as long as some of the kli is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's not fully out yet. V'Rava Omar, Rava says the exact opposite. Biyad potter, b'kli chayef. So before we get to the question on the logic behind it, you see here that they're different from what we changed them. And now we're saying something different. Each one's inconsistent. So the Gemara says, Epoch, just reverse the shittos here. So that they all make sense. They all fit with each other. So what did we say? There was if you have, according to one of them, if you stand in Rosh Hashanah HaYachid, and you stick your hand down into Rosh Hashanah holding something, you're going to be chayev. That's what they said here, right? We don't say, Eged Guf Shmei Eged. That since you're standing here and I'm sticking out here, we view you as if you're not fully out. We don't say that, right? Anyone?
Is the raya from the yad or the raya from the
clip? Raya from the yad.
Wasn't that our first mission?
Oh, so the question would be yad chayiv? What do you mean? If you have your first hand, if you have your hand out, you chayiv? Vatnan. We looked at the first mission of the Masechta. Pasha Baal Bayis is yado. Bachot. If the Baal Bayis sticks his hand outside. V'natal ha'oni mitocha, and the oni takes it. Oh, shenasan l'tocha, or he put his hand outside. V'hichnis, and then the oni gave him something and took it back in. Shnei peturin, everybody's potter, right? First mission of the Masechta wasn't that long ago, 91 days ago, right? So everyone's potter. So how can he say over here that if he's standing in Rosh Hashanah, shesuyachid, you stick your hand at yechayiv? So the Gemara says, no, hashem over there. L'mayla Megimel. There was a separate problem. The problem was, there was no Hanacha. There was no Hanacha. That was the problem over there. We're not getting into the question of Guf in person. Hacha, but over here, L'mayla Megimel. It was within three Tzvachim of the ground. Therefore, we consider within three Tzvachim of the ground as if it's on the ground. So you have a Hanacha. So if you have a Hanacha, now we have, once we get, that's the first hurdle we have to get past. Which in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, there was no Hanacha. Here, there is a Hanacha. So now they have a Hanacha, now we go to step two. Step two is, what's the story with the Guf? And then he says, no, then you're going to be Chayef, because we don't say that since you're standing one place, and your hands is another place, you don't go busting your body. You don't say, Eged Guf Shmei Eged. Fine, that ends Akamara. Okay, next. It's a famous Mishnah. Hamotzi, if someone carries out. Bein biyamino, if he carries out something in his right hand. Bein bismolo, if he carries out something in his left hand. Besocheko, if he carries out something in his bosom. O al ksefof, or he carries something on his shoulders. Chayev, in all these cases, you're chayev, shekein masa b'nei kahos. Because the b'nei kahos carried that way. What does that mean? That the b'nei kahos carried that way? So Rashi says, first Rashi says, that the pasuk says, b'kesef yisau, that they would carry on their shoulder. The b'nei kahos used to carry stuff, they're the ones who carried the kalim, they would carry it on their shoulder. What about right hand, left hand in your shirt, in your bosom, what about that? So Rashi says, v'yamin v'smol v'chek, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's urech aru, that's normal. It's normal for someone to carry something in their left hand. It's normal. That's not called klachayad. There's a machlokes, what is considered in for Shabbos, using your left hand. Some say that only writing. The only writing would be something that you could not do with your left hand. Some say only writing. Everything else you can do with your left hand. You can cut with your left hand, you can carry with your left hand, you can sew with your left hand, you can plow with your left hand. Some say also erasing is included. But you don't need a pasuk to tell me that I can carry with my left hand. Even if I'm a righty, I can carry with my left, I can carry with, it's very normal. It's not considered abnormal, it's very normal. There are only two things that someone should be carrying with their right hand. One is svarim. There's an inyan to carry svarim in your right hand. And the other thing is that you should carry in your right hand if you're making a bracha. If you're making a bracha on food, you should preferably have the food in your right hand, because it's more chashuv. Otherwise, everything else you can carry in your left hand. Then Rashi says, I saw something from my teachers, from Rav Haigon, that Elazar HaKohen used to carry the Shemen HaMa'or, the Ketaret HaSalim, the Minchas HaTamid, the Shemen HaMishcha, one in the right hand, one in the left hand, one on in his bosom, and one on his shoulder. So you see here that you have a source for carrying all four, even a source for the other three. Forget the shoulder. I need a deposit to tell me the shoulder is normal, all four. And this is the main source that we've said this machlokas beforehand. There's a machlokas. What in the Mishkan made you chayev? Was it the Meleches HaMishkan? Or was it even the Avodas HaMishkan? Was it just building the Mishkan? Were they need to build it? Or even to carry out the day-to-day activities? From the second part of Rashi, it's the day-to-day activities. It's every day. What Allah does do in the Mishkan? He had to carry this in his right hand, this in his left hand, this, over there. So even that was considered, and that is a source to teach us what's chayiv in the Mishkan. That's all, it all stems from this Rashi here. Now, klachayad, if you carry something in a backhanded way, what's klachayad? Beraglav, on your foot, the piv, in your mouth. Tosa says, but not food. Food is normal to carry it in your mouth. Bamarpako, this is either in your underarm or in the fold, by your elbow, either there or there. Ba'azno, in your ear. Besairo, in your hair. Ubipundaso, or in your money belt, upi halamata, and the opening is facing down, which is not normal, because everything's going to fall out. Or bein pundaso lechaluko, or in some space between the money belt and your shirt, somehow that was an abnormal way of carrying. Ubisfas chaluko, and in the hem of your garment, bimanalo, in your sandal, in your shoe, ubisandalo, and in your sandal, putter. You're all putter in all those cases. Why? Shloh hotzi kederech hamotzin. That's not the normal way of carrying. Klachayad is mutter, midaraisa, you're not chayiv for it, because it's not melechet machsheves. Right? It's not what they did in the Mishkan. They didn't carry that way in the Mishkan. But that itself has boundaries. I mean, nobody will argue that you only chayiv on Shabbos if you carry in the desert, because in the Mishkan they carried in the desert. But nobody will take it that far. So that's it, fine. So that says the Gemara. Amr Belazar. Belazar says, "Hamotzi masar lamal me'asar tefachim." If somebody carries something higher than 10 tefachim, normally we have said in the past that if you carry something that the space above 10 tefachim is no longer the same rishus; it's a separate rishus, right? However, nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv. Rashi points out, if you throw it, you're going to be potter, but throwing it and carrying it is different. Why? Shekein ma'aseh b'nei kahos. That's how the Kinei Kohas did it. How do we know that the B'nai Kohos carried something above 10 Tvachim? Because it says, Al HaMishkon V'Al HaMizbeach Saviv. It's a pasuk over there what the B'nai Kohos did. Makish Mizbeach LaMishkon. We make a hekish from the Mizbeach to the Mishkon. Ma Mishkon Yud Amos. Af Mizbeach Yud Amos. So the Mishkon was 10 Amos tall, and the Mizbeach was 10 Amos tall. U'Mishkon Gufa Menolon. How do we know the Mishkon was 10 Amos tall? Because it says, Eser Amos Orech HaKodesh. Each beam was 10 Amos tall. U'Ksiv, and it says, For Yifros Es HaOhel Al HaMishkon. And Moshe spread the tent over the Mishkon. So how could Moshe do that? V'amirav, Moshe Rabbeinu Parshu, Moshe Rabbeinu spread it over himself. Mikana Talamas, and here you see, Shegovan Shalavim Eser Amos. Each Levi was 10 Amos tall. Not only was Moshe 10 Amos tall, we've said that a few times already, he was tall enough to spread out the covering of the Mishkan, but every Levi was also 10 Amos tall. Ugamiri, and we have a tradition. This is not a halakha tradition, this is just a practical tradition. The Chol Tuna, that anyone who carries something, the Medali Bemotos, and if you're carrying something on poles, they would carry the Aron, or they'd carry the Shulchan, or the Mizbeach on poles. Tilsa Mila'el, the top third of that should be above the poles. Vitrei Tilsi Miltachas, and two thirds should be below. And that, if you carry it that way, that's an excellent way of carrying it and not having it be too heavy for you. So Ishtakach Tahavi Midli Tuva. So if they're 10 Amos tall, and it's resting on their shoulder, and that's 10 Amos tall, and they're carrying two thirds of it below their shoulder, certainly it's above 10 Tvachim, because they're 10 Amos, so let's say the shoulder is at 9 Amos, let's say, and they're carrying 6 and 2 thirds. So if you do the math, it's certainly above 10 Tvachim from the ground. Certainly. V'bayis Eima, or you don't have to say all this, you don't have to say that everybody was so tall, you could say maybe only Moshe was so tall, but Aron, you can learn it out from the Aron. The Amar Mar, because we learned, Aron Tisha V'kapores Tefach. The Aron was 10 Tvachim tall. Hare Kan Yud. That's 10 Tvachim. Ugumiri, we know. The Choltuna Dimidli Bimotos. If you ever carry something with poles, Tilsimila El, betray Tilsimila Ra. One third's above, two thirds are below. Ishtaka comes out, the Lamala Miyud Have. Why? Rashi says that they weren't 10 Amos tall. They were normal height. They were 3 Amos tall. But even if you're 3 Amos tall, you're resting the Aron on your shoulder, right? The Aron is only 10 Tvachim. So 7 Tvachim of that, 6 and change, is below the shoulder. But they're 3 Amos tall. So there's certainly 10 Tvachim in the airspace. All this is just to tell you that if you carry something above 10 Tvachim, even though it's in a different Rishus, you're still Chayev. Because you're carrying it. Fine. So someone asked that question. Someone said, I forgot who asked it, I think it's Svashemesh. He says, but no one carried the Aron. The Aron carried itself. They leave it b'tzarachir. They don't have an answer for that question.
They walked as if they were carried.
Right, that's what I thought the answer would be. They walked as if they were, as if you carried it, that would be the case. But really, they didn't have to carry it, the Aron carried itself. Right. No, but they weren't 10 Tvachim tall. Only one Tumat is 10 Tvachim tall. So if Moshe was 10 Amos tall, right, it was taller. Right. If Moshe was 10 Tvachim tall, Moshe was 10 Amos tall, and the Mishkan was 10 Amos tall, so how did he go in there? How did he fit in there? So some say the only way he could fit is if he bent. Now, if we're saying every Levi was 10 Amos tall, how did Aaron fit in there? He's wearing a hat. How did he fit in there? It's very difficult. Some say that the V'Ibayis Eima, is not, I'll give you a different answer, so I'll give you the right answer. But the first answer is rejected. We're going to see in a minute what Moshe Feinstein has to say about this. But exactly. If you carry from one shirt to another shirt, and it's above 10 Tvachim, even though the above 10 Tvachim is a Makom Patur, maybe we learned, that if you throw it above 10 Tvachim, the rules are different. Rashi, that's throwing. Carrying, you're going to be Chayev. What? That's a normal way of carrying. Most people, when they carry something, it's above 10 Tvachim.
Under 10 Tvachim is not
under the rice. Under 3 Tvachim might not be. Then it might be it's on the ground. We're going to get to that in the next 20 plot. Don't worry. When you throw it, maybe only when you throw it. It might only be effective when you throw it. We're going to get into all this in great detail. Sit tight. So the Gemara asks, 1 minute. So v'ligmar mi Moshe, maybe learn from Moshe. In other words, why do you give me the second answer? Mishkan, what's wrong with Moshe? So the Gemara answers, Dilma Moshe Shiny. Maybe Moshe was different. Tamar, Ein Shechina Shor El Al Chacham Gibor V'Ashir. A Shechina only rests in someone who's a Chacham, a wise person, a Gibor, and an Ashir. Ubal Toma, and someone who's tall. So there's a whole discussion whether this means Chacham, Gibor, Ashir, literally, or like the Mishnah in Avos. Why? Who's a Chacham? Haro Mikol Adam. Who's a Gibor? Hakovah Shetzitzro. Who's a Ashir? Semech Mechelto. Yeah, you have all those traits, you're worthy of having the Shechina. And Ubal Toma, you have to be someone of stature. So that could be what only Moshe was so tall. Maybe nobody else was. So Rashi says that if we're going to say that someone's not so tall, then they have to say that they were just three amos tall, which is a normal height. So in Yerudea, in Simon, in the Chelek Gimel of Yerudea, in Simon Samach Vav, Ramosha Feinstein's talking about the shear of a mikvah. How big does the mikvah have to be? And he says, I want to echtov eze ha'aris ketanim l'hadol Torah. I want to discuss on l'hadol Torah. And he says that the shiurim of the Gemara were certainly have not changed since the shiurim of today. To the shiurim of today, they certainly did not change. He says, if they did change, then he says that the only way that they can give us a shiur katzav is to have Ruach HaKodesh, to know what the shiur is going to be b'zman hazeh. He says, no, the shiurim changed. Aye, the Gemara says in Shabbos after Tzadik Dalid, Tzadik Beis, that b'zman Moshe lo hayu gvor manashim, that they were so tall. So he says it could be that it was only them because of Matan Torah, they were so tall, Moshe Rabbeinu, but he says it can't be that the shiurim, and then he says if they were so tall, how could they fit into a mikvah? Because we know the shiur of a mikvah could be bemsa, that's the shiur that a person could fit into. So he says, well, how could they fit into it then? If they're so tall, it's impossible. Right? So he has a whole discussion about that. But he says, but for our purposes, all the shiurim are the same. All people are the same size. Maybe the Levim as well. Maybe they were different. And he says people are making such pulpulim, trying to figure out all the shiurim. He says there's no question, they're all the same. And maybe just the Dardea, the Levim, Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe then were special for Kabbalah Torah purposes. Okay, that's where Moshe Feinstein. So back to the Gemara. So. Fine. Amar Rav, Mishum of Chia, Hamotzi Masoi B'Shabbos Al Rosho. If someone carries out something on his head, what about that? So that, Chayef Chatas, you're Chayef. Why? Shekein Anshe Hutal Osin Kein. Because the Anshe Hutal, people from a certain city, they carry, Rashi says, they carry the jugs of wine on their heads. So the Gemara asks, the Anshe Hutal Ruba Ba'alma? What? That's the rule of the world, that we're going to make a rule. What's considered normal based on Anshe Hutal? So the Gemara says, no, this is what Rav really said. Amar Rav Bishur Mechia, Echad B'nei Hutzal, only if you're there from that city. Only a guy from that city. Shehotzi Masay Al Rosho B'Shabbos Chayev. Only if he does it, he's Chayev. Why? Shekein B'nei Ira Osen Kein. Because in that city, that's normal. That's considered normal. So if they carry out on their head in that city, they're going to be Chayev. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. V'tibatel Daitel Eitel Kol Adam. Why don't we say, but that's batel to everybody else. And the Mefarshim explained, Mahutzal must have been a very small place. So a few unusual people, do one practice, that's not going to be the rule even for them. That's bottled to everybody else. So Gemara says, you're right. You're going to be Potter. The Imtim Salam, Ranchi Hutzal Otsin came, but the Anshi Hutzal carry that way. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Bottled Eitel, Eitel Kol Adam. That's bottled to everybody else. Fine. Next Mishnah. All right, but I guess they felt that it was unusual.
Well, when it comes to the seed, if you have in mind right. To carry out only to store one seed, then you can retire.
Right. Well, if you carry, well, all the Mepharshim explained, if you carry out something that doesn't belong on your head, you're certainly not chayiv. That's certainly not usual. The only thing they would carry is heavy things that they can't carry by their arms. Right? That's certainly not an issue. Right. Okay. Mishnah says, Hamaschabin lahotzi lefanov. If somebody plans on carrying something in front of him, he's got like a money belt, or some kind of thing attached to his belt, and he wants to carry it out while it's in front of him, and it's going to be carrying, but he's connecting it to himself in front of him. But ubalo la'achra, but somehow it got switched to the back of him. So putter, you're putter. Why? Because you did not intend to carry it that way. Rashi says it's like misasik, v'lo mischaveg. I wanted to carry it out in front of me. Somehow it fell behind me. ubalo lefanov, la'achrav ubalo lefanov, but if it was behind me, and then it turned in front of me, then chayev, then I'm chayev. Right, the Gemara will explain why. Be'emeth amru, in truth, they said, some say whenever it says be'emeth amru, talach l'moshe misinai. Ha'isha ha'chogeres b'sinar, if a woman is wearing some kind of like underpants, Rashi says tznius, they'd wear something underneath the skirt, underneath the dress. If a woman's wearing that, bein milfaneha, bein mi'alachareha, and she has something attached to that to carry, whether it's in front of her or behind her, chayaves, she's going to be chayav regardless. She can wear lios choser because the item is very normal for the thing to switch back and forth while she's walking. So it's very normal. It's very usual. Rabbi Huda Omer, Huda says af mikable piskin. Even the guys who carry the mail, so they've got the shoulder strap and they got that pouch on them. It's very normal for that pouch to move around while they're delivering the mail. So it's very normal. So they can't tell me, they can't say it's like a case of in front and it turns behind, because you knew this was going to happen because it's normal for it to happen. Rashi says that his Rebbein told him another case where you went to deliver the mail and you wanted to give the mail to A, but you couldn't find him, so you gave it to B. You're going to be chayav also. Rashi, that doesn't make any sense. Okay. So the Gemara says, Maishna lafanav abolo l'achav de putter. Why is it that if you carry it in front of you and it turns behind you, you're putter? The law is abe machshavaso, because that wasn't your machshava. L'achav abolo lafanav nami, halo is abe machshavaso. What about the second case? If it was in the back and it wound up in the front, you should also be putter. That wasn't your machshava either. So Amar Belazer, Belazer says, Tavra, the Mishnah's broken. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. The Mishnah doesn't make any sense. And Rashi says, whoever held one held the other, and whoever held the other held the other. In other words, if you hold, it's your machshava, it's not your machshava, front to back, it's no different back to front. No different. Amar Rava, Rava says, why is it no? There is a difference. Umay Kushya, what's the problem? What's the kasha? Dilma, Lefanov, Ubo Lo Laachrav, Hainu Taima de Potter. The reason why, if it was in front of you, and it turned behind you, the reason why you're putter is the nischavin l'shemira mu'ula. You intended for a good shemira. I want it right in front of me so I can watch it. But also biyado shemira psucha, and it ended up being an inferior shemira. If it's behind me, I can't see it. Someone could pickpocket me. So I didn't intend that. So if that happens, I'm putter. But l'achrav, if it's behind me, ubalo l'fanov, and it ends up being in front of me, Hainu taima dechayev. Why am I chayev? Then it's chayev l'shmir p'chusa, but also b'yada shmir me'ula. I wanted an inferior shmira. I didn't care. But now I got a better shmira. So that's certainly an improvement. No one could say the guy doesn't want that. So you're going to be chayev.
What does that have to do with
it? Huh? Because... Right, but the question is if it's your machshava or not. That's the Rashi says it's like misasek. I wanted to do A, I didn't want to do B. I had no kavanah for that. But you wanted to carry in a certain way. If you didn't carry in that way, you're going to be putter. We're going to see in a minute. So Elamai Kushya. So then why did Rabbi Elazar have a problem with that? Why did he say, oh, the Mishnah's all broken? Why is it broken? It's a very good answer. Right? If it's a better shmira, you're chayv. If it's a worse shmira, you're putter. So why didn't he like that? So the Gemara answers, because diyuka demas nisan, because the diyuka that you can make in the Mishnah led into the following problem. Kasha, it was a problem. Hamischavin lahoti lefanov, if you wanted to carry the eighth in front of you, ubala la'achrav, and it turns out it's behind you, putter, you're putter. That's mashma, hala'achrav, ubala la'achrav, if it was behind you, and it remained behind you, chayev, you're going to be chayev. Why? That's what you wanted. That's a diyuk. Aim a seifa, but the second line of the Mishnah now is going to be a problem because it says over there la'achrav ubalo lefanov. If it was behind you and it turned out to be in front of you, hu chayev. Then you're chayev. Ha la'achrav ubalo la'achrav. But if it's behind you and it stayed behind you, potter. You're going to be potter. Why should you be potter? The only reason you should be potter is because it's klachayat. That's not a normal way of carrying something. Who carries like behind them? That's not normal. So the diyukim are inconsistent. So Amar Belazar, Tavra, the Mishnah must be broken. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. It doesn't make any sense. Amar of Ashi, Rashi says, My kosher. What was the problem? I'll give you a different shot. Dilma maybe. Lomi baya ka'amar. The Mishnah was telling you lomi baya, meaning lomi baya la'achrov abala la'achrov dechayev. I don't even have to tell you that if it was you, if you had it behind you and it stayed behind you, and that was your kavana, you're certainly chayev. This abra machshavasa, because you got what you wanted. El afil la'achrov. But even if it wasn't behind you, abala lefanav, and it ended up being in front of you, it's b'chalei. I need to tell you that that's chayev. I might think, since he didn't do your kavana, lo mechayev, you're not going to be chayev. Kamash malon, nevertheless, you are chayev. Why? Then it's chayev l'shmira pechusa, because you wanted an inferior shmira. Also biyado shmir meula, and you ended up with a shmir meula. So dechayev, you're going to be chayev. Fine. Now the Gemara suggests la'achrov ubolo la'achrov tanoihi. Maybe this whole discussion about whether it was behind you and it stayed behind you, whether or not you're chayev, that's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, hamotzi ma'os bipundaso, if somebody's carrying money in his purse, piho lamaila, but the opening of the purse is face down, which is not a normal way of carrying, because there's a fear that everything's going to fall out. So, I'm sorry, it's facing up. Piho lamaila, it's facing up. That's a normal way of carrying. So chayev, you're going to be chayev. But piho lamata, if it's face down, Rabbi Huda says, nevertheless, you're chayev. V'chachamim potrim. V'chachamim say you're potter. So amar lahen Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said to the chachamim, i'ate modim, don't you admit, v'la'achrav, ubala la'achrav, shehu chayev? Don't you admit that even if it's achrav, ubala la'achrav, you're going to be chayev? Why? Because you got your machshava. It's a little unusual. So what? So to here, you're carrying. So it's a little unusual. So it's still closed. The zipper's not open, and therefore you should be chayiv. The amrulo, and they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, "Iviyat tamod the klachiyad v'ragel shu potter." But wait a minute. Don't you agree about klachiyad that it's potter? Right. So amr of Yehuda, Yehuda said, "Ani amarti davar echad." I told them back an answer. V'hein amru davrecha. They told me back an answer. Ani lo matasi tshuva l'davrehim. I don't have an answer for them. You're right. It's this klachiyad. I don't have an answer for them. It's a good question on my pshat. V'hein lo matasi tshuva l'davrei. They don't have an answer for me. Why should it be different than carrying it in the back? It's a shmir psuch. It's a big deal. So then the Gemara says, midika amaluhu iatemodim. Since he told them, don't you admit to me, michlal, depachi rabbanon. It's obvious that the Rabbanan don't agree to it. But they're going to say you're putter. So if you're carrying it behind you, and it stays behind you, Rabbi Yehuda said, don't you agree, Chayiv? Which means they don't agree. Which means they say you're putter. So they say you're putter, you see it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're Chayiv in such a case, and the Chacham here, you see from here, that they say you're putter in such a case. Right? That's the suggestion the Gemara is going to make. Right? Everyone got that? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, ul taimeich, if you're going to tell me that when he asked the question, don't you agree, it means they don't agree, ul taimeich, according to you, the ka'amrilei, i'atamode, that when the Chacham said back to Yehuda, but don't you agree that klachayad is potter? So what are you going to tell me? Mechlal de chayiv Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda agrees that klachayad is chayiv? That can't be. For a tiny bit we learned, La'achar yodo v'raglo. If someone carries something klachayad on the back of his hand or on his foot, they're called potter. Everyone agrees you're potter. So by the fact that the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, don't you agree with us about klachayad? That doesn't mean they don't agree, because they have to agree to klachayad. So your whole assumption that there's a machlokas by the la'acharav, and it stayed la'acharav because Rabbi Yehuda asked them a question, don't you agree with me? Meaning it must be they don't agree. That's not true. Because the reverse case is certainly not true. Ella, so the Gemara answers, no. La'achrav abola la'achrav divir kol chayev. If it's behind you, if something is attached to the belt behind you and it stays behind you, everybody agrees you're chayev. It's your machshava. You got what you wanted. You're chayev for carrying. La'achrav yado viraglo. And if you carry out on the back of your hand or on your foot, divir kol putter. Everybody agrees you're putter. Kli piki pligi. When do they disagree? Bipundaso upiha lamata. If you're carrying out the money belt, but the opening of the belt is facing down, which is unusual. Mar medamilo la'achrov, abolo la'achrov. Rabbi Yehuda compares that to a case of la'achrav or bolo la'achrav, even though it's a shmira pechusa, it's an inferior shmira, it's still a shmira, the zipper's still closed, even though it could open it, all the money could fall out, or the items could fall out, it's still closed. Umar medami lo la'achayadov v'raglo, and the other, the Rabbanan compare it to klachayad, since you're pater for klachayad, you'd be pater here as well. Fine. The Gemara says the MS Amru Isha Tana Kol BeEmes Halachahi. Whenever it says the MS, it means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Mekabel Piskin Tana. We have a brayta that says Shekein Lav Lori Malchus Osen Kane. The scribes of the Malchus used to carry out the letters in this way. So they carry out the letters. It's all in the pouch. And they can't complain that the pouch is moving around or stuff is moving around, and therefore it's not my kavana, because that's a normal way of carrying. We have 2 minutes, we can start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi kikar l'rashus harabim chayev. If somebody carries out a kikar into rashus harabim, he's certainly chayev. There's no chiddush in that. The chiddush is only, it's only brought here to introduce the next two lines. Hotzi uhu shnayim peturin. If two people carry it out, you're pater. Why? Because we're going to learn out of a pasuk. So if two people carry out one item, you're pater. Lo yachal echad lahotzi. If one person can't carry it out, you can't carry out the piano by yourself. It's too heavy. Fahotzi uhu shnayim, and two people carried out the piano, then chayavim. Then you're going to be chayav. Rav Shimon, Potter. Rav Shimon still says, even in that case, they are both Potter. You know, we'll stop here because it's gonna, once we start this, we can't stop. It's gonna, the whole thing is one huge sugya. And we'll get to tomorrow. Tomorrow's a whole discussion about Shnayim Shasuhu, two people carrying. And we continue more on Hotzah. And today's shiur was learned Le'ilin Ishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Yamin HaKohen.